I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1960. That was the day of the Sharpeville Massacre in South Africa. Black South Africans were required to carry identification documents. These passes limited who could live or work in designated white areas of the country. This restricted black workers from finding employment, especially in urban areas, if they did not have the required pass. Police would patrol the restricted areas looking for and arresting those without documentation. Black residents organized against this restrictive apartheid regime. At the township of Verning, a large crowd gathered, numbering in the thousands. Petrus Tom, a factory worker who had become an organizer for the Metal and Allied Workers Union, described the plans that led up to the demonstration. Inside his factories, workers would wear away with the passes stickers. They organized at bus stops, urging workers getting off the buses to burn their passes in defiance of the restrictive law. Petrus said it was the strongest campaign I'd ever seen. The organizers called for a demonstration outside the local police station. The plan was to turn themselves in for arrest for refusing to carry the pass. The police fired into the crowd of unarmed protesters, killing 69 people. 200 more were injured. Most of those shot by police were shot in the back as they were trying to flee the gunfire. Thousands of black South Africans were arrested in the days following the protest. Sharpeville became a watershed moment in the anti-apartheid struggle. In 1996, Nelson Mandela chose Sharpeville as the site to sign the country's new constitution. Today is now honored as Human Rights Day in South Africa.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.